Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Free Psychic Readings Wednesday. I'm sorry, my mouth kind of got double up there. Anyway, this is your host, Lennis. I'm so glad that you're here with us today. My co-host, Brenda, is on the line with us. Brenda?
Hi.
And also we have Nina, and she's in the chat room. So let me give that number out. It's area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Nina is in the chat room. So if you don't want to get on the air with me and Brenda and discuss your question, whatever that it can be, maybe, you can go on the chat room and tell Nina, and she will definitely let us know. So thank you for that. Al, as I say, you're with Lennis and Brenda on Wednesday, Psychic Reading Wednesday, and I've got some announcement, going to do some prayers. I'm going to read the horoscopes for April, and then we'll start taking calls. So you're on the line, just hold on for about 20 minutes or so, and we will get with you and begin our psychic readings. Announcements, I have birthday announcements, so I'll do that right quick. Happy birthday to our cousin Deborah Rattler in California. Happy birthday to Regina Adams, also a cousin of ours in California, and Kathy Mina, a friend of mine off of Facebook. So happy birthday, ladies, and I hope you're having a wonderful week. And let's see. Oh, and I want to do a prayer always before we, as we start the show. That which is sent to me that is not for my highest good, be it returned to the sender. And so it is that which is sent to me, Brenda, Nina, that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender. And so it is. I have one more prayer. Dear God, angels, and miracles. This is for everybody in the listening audience. Enlighten what's dark in me. Strengthen what's weak in me. Mend what's broken in me. Bind what's bruised in me. Heal what's sick in me. And lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in me. I thank you and am blessed by God, angels, and the miracles. So be it. Okay. Well, if
that's a nice prayer. Because there's a lot of us that are walking around that don't even realize, you know what I mean, that there's something that needs a little bit of help. And that goes back to that saying, you know, the first step is admitting that you've got a problem.
Yep.
Not to everybody else, although I think that, like, if you're an AA, they probably want you to do that, but I think the first step is admitting it to yourself, that something's off, and that... But if you're seeking balance in your mind, in your body, in your soul, then you're going to be a little more aware of that, I think.
Yeah.
I hope. Or see a counselor. Okay.
For sure. Okay, well, we are going to begin with the April horoscopes, and after that we're going to discuss the blood moon. Brenda always keeps us up, y'all, on the new moon and the full moon and what you should be doing. Well, when we discuss the blood moon, there's four of them between now and 2014 and 2015, so we will get into that shortly. Now, for April horoscopes, when I did the horoscopes, today is April 1st, better known as Fool's Day. So let's have some fun with the scopes this month. Hold on, it's going to be good, funny, and laugh out loud readings. So here we go for Aries. Well, 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 Aries, goddamn, what does it take, huh? You are smart, intelligent, and giving person, yet you put those size 12s, a perfect fit for your hoof and mouth disease. Let it go. Is it really worth all that? I didn't think so. Wake up, fool. Stop playing with your life and spirit. You know what time it is, so do it. Taurus, you can take the bull out of the pasture, but you can't take the pasture out of the damn bull. Talk about stubborn and bullheaded. Give it up, my friend. Sometimes you have to give in for the greater good. Try that hat on for once, Taurus. Gemini, you know you're wrong on so many levels. Stop lying and playing around. This is not you, at least not all the time. Cancer, we all know you're sensitive and the nurturer, but get off the cross. Somebody else could use the wood. Thank you very much. This is a month of fun and laughter for you, so do enjoy, Cancer. Leo, who are you roaring at, Leo? Yourself, maybe? Take a good look at yourself, conceited mirror whore. We all know you're an attention whore, but really, stand back and look at yourself. Are you the real authentic self or what you want people to believe you are, huh? Virgo, stop analyzing every damn thing. We all know you're the analyzer of the zodiac. But do you have to overthink every damn thing? Take time out to enjoy yourself, laughter, fun, life. You work way too hard to miss out on your joy, Virgo. Libra, this is quick. Make up your mind and stop playing with your emotions. You know what time it is. So as Nike states, just do it. You will be so much better for it, Libra. Scorpio, ouch. I felt that sting way over here. Folks better leave you alone with that bullshit because you don't have time for it. It's all about career and family. Don't they know? Come correct or feel that unmerciful sting. Sagittarius, come on now. You've been riding the horse for days. Want to get off now, Sagittarius, and let somebody else take the reins? It's time to reflect on what is truly important to you. The rest, leave it be. If it does not serve who you are and what you are about. Capricorn, my God, Cappy, you are laughing all the way to the bank. About damn time. You and Poe don't work out too good. A constant battle for security. Now sit your happy ass down and enjoy what you have been blessed with. Thank you very much. Aquarius, ride it, baby, ride it out to the end. You are finally off the roller coaster ride of acknowledgments. You are good, in fact, better than you know. Aquarius, stand up and take a bow. You deserve it. Pisces, so many directions, what should you do? Pick one and simply say, I've done it, completed it, and now I'm finished. On to the next phase. The springtime will be very advantageous for you, Pisces, money and love. And those are the horoscopes for April 2014.
That sounded like a horoscope beatdown, to be perfectly honest. You were kicking everybody's butt.
I said
for
it was April 1st.
Two or something.
I said it was April Fool's, the first one I did it, so I had some fun. Okay, well, now we're going to discuss the blood moon. The blood moon.
Okay.
Oh, No,
you're going to take this one because I haven't got the stuff in front of me.
Oh, no, that's fine. I do.
Okay.
So anyway, the blood moon commences 2014 and it ends 2015. Mars, Earth, and the Sun will all align tonight. Let me see. No, next Monday. It's next Monday and Tuesday. I'm sorry. The 14th and the 15th, so you want to mark your calendars. The blood moon begins on the 14th because it's going to be where it goes across the moon. I mean, they shadow each
Clip.
Other.
Eclipse,
thank you. The eclipse starts on Monday the 14th, and it ends on the 15th for the blood moon. So, but anyway, let's go back. So Mars, Earth, and the Sun will all align on the 14th, a rare opposition of the planet that only happens once every 778 days. But what makes it so remarkable is that it comes precisely 1 week before everyone on Earth will see the first of four dark red blood moons, an extraordinary event. Some Christians believe it represents the end of days, or it could be the second coming of Christ. The King James Bible predicts the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord comes. Now, my computer decided that it has a mind of its own, which is okay with me sometimes. According to NASA, a highly unusual tetrad, T-E-T-R-A-D, four successive total blood red lunar eclipses, each followed by six full moons, will indeed start a week today and finish on September 28th next year. The incredible alignment has only happened a handful of times in the last 2,000 years. But remarkably, on each of the last three occasions, it has coincided with globally significant religious events. Pastor and author John Hagee from San Antonio, Texas, has written a book on the phenomenon. He believes Monday night marks the dawn of a hugely significant event for the world. He says this is not something that some religious think tanks has put together. NASA has confirmed that the tetrad has only happened three times in more than 500 years, and that is going to happen now. The first tetrad since the Middle Ages in 1493 saw the explosion of Jews by the Catholic Spanish Inquisition, which rocked Western Europe. The second coincided with the establishment of the State of Israel in 1949. Strangely, in 1967, far earlier than expected, precisely at the time of the six-day Arab and Israeli war. A spokesman for NASA said this is the first eclipse of the year and is well placed for observers throughout the Western Hemisphere. It will occur at the lunar's orbit, ascending node in Virgo. The first of the four consecutive total lunar eclipses in 2014 and 2015 is a series known as tetrad. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's T-E-T-R-A-D, having to do with the blood moon. So now I was listening the other night to a radio show. I don't know if the listening audience is aware of the show. It's called Coast to Coast AM with George Noory. Years ago, Art Bell was the host for years and years and years, and then he retired and George Noory took his place. Well, last night on the show, they were talking about the blood moon, and it was said a few times that something major, big is going to happen. Now, their analysis, they feel that it could possibly be something religious might happen. Well, we know there's things going over in the East, in the Middle East, so I don't know, but they have the feeling that something religious could happen. Now, a couple of the other people felt that it could be something within the earth. You know, might be changes in the earth, like a bad earthquake or tsunami or something. But whatever it is, on the 14th and the 15th, it will be big. What happened in the world will know. So I'll just put that out there. Is there any comments or anything about the blood moon? Yes, that's right, Nina. The full moon is on the 15th. It sure is. And the blood moon, so the 15th actually would be the better aspect of something big happen. So I'll agree that on the 15th. It begins on the 14th, but ends on the 15th. So
yeah, where Nina is, it's well, yeah, I don't know. What time was it? Because I don't, like I said, I don't have it in front of me. What time does the blood moon actually start?
The eclipse?
The blood moon, the full moon, what time does it? Do you have the time frame? I can look when I get back to my
computer. Yeah, I'm getting it right now for you.
Because
so
it might be a different time zone for Nina in Canada.
Okay, so the full moon on the 15th is at 3:47 a.m. And
okay.
It's not telling me the time zone. I'm sorry.
Well,
but
that won't matter because even...
Oh, Eastern. There it is. Okay, it's on Eastern Daylight Time at 3:42 a.m. on Eastern. So that would be for Nina because she's on the East Coast, right?
No, she isn't. She's Mountain Standard Time. That's the same time for all of us then because it's after midnight. After midnight for us, it'll be about 1 o'clock for Nina. And
oh,
okay. So yeah, so we're all on the same. And if you said it starts on the 14th, then that means it would be the 14th in the very early of the morning.
On the 15th,
wouldn't be the 15th.
Yeah. And just for you folks, if you want to know when this occurs, it will be in the sign of Virgo, the blood moon. So let me give a little thing here. With two major eclipses occurring in April, you may feel on the verge of a major change, either of your own choosing or it may be someone else's idea. This is a time when many people will take up positions and refusing to compromise their values or judgments in preparation for a showdown soon. There are five planets, y'all, on the cardinal sign, and they're all harshly squaring and opposing each other in a potent grand cross. Since cardinal signs signify clearly held opinions about right and wrong, this is a time when some people will refuse to compromise and therefore they may be strongly challenging the ideas that other people have. No one wants to give in for various reasons. Will the result be a showdown or a stalemate? Well, time will tell. Both the Sun and Uranus in Aries, the sign of new beginnings, are being opposed by Mars in Libra, and they are being squared by Jupiter in Cancer, by Pluto in Capricorn. If I confuse you, I had probably confused myself too. But anyway, although Mars and Jupiter are being fortified by trines from other planets in their elements, neither the Sun and Uranus nor Pluto are being fortified at all. So while some people...
Okay.
What?
That explains a whole lot. I was not paying attention to the blood moon as we were coming up towards it. But now I can see how come there's so many things that are affecting me in the way people speak, in the things that they're doing. And I can see my tolerance level has just been really, really low. So I think it just has to do with where I'm going. So
I'm like shifting to some kind of balance, and I'm getting ready to do this whole peace journey for me, and it's just like things are becoming more clear, which the full moon, it basically has more light, obviously, than the new moon. That's the time when things become illuminated. And it is interesting that it's a blood moon, because I would, just from my own spiritual point of view, look at that as real core, heartfelt things. So I would assume this is going to be probably a year where things are coming to light that we don't always want other people to see and know, but it's going to be totally to our essence and our core. There's a whole lot that's going to be illuminated, and with that's going to come, you know, the balancing.
Yep.
I think that there's a lot of imbalance that's getting ready to be shifted.
Yep.
Because I've been like, man, that I hear something and it immediately just feels off kilter, off path. Not anything, just when somebody's either doing or saying something like that. And it's things that I didn't pay attention to before. So like the word want, you know, I just, when I came to that, I just, wow, that, I had no idea how creepy that word was. And it's about as creepy to me now as the word stalker. So it is very interesting. It'll be real interesting to see how we all survive the blood moon phase with our friends, with our family, with new people we meet.
Yeah.
Probably at a... Hang on, because it's probably going to be a bit of a bumpy ride, folks.
Oh, yeah. More to come. So while people will turn to others for consolation and support, or will readily discuss new ideas with others, sooner or later this month, a showdown is expected to occur between a rebellious leader or pioneer depicting by the Sun, Junction, Uranus, and Aries, and the head of a corporation or government agency who insist on following long-held policies and procedures. It will come down to two concerns: what's best for me versus, number two, what's best for all of us. Since the Sun and Pluto are both at 14 degrees in a precise, harsh square to each other, a lot is at stake right now, either on a personal level or a national or international level. As the pressure builds this week, it is fortunate that there is a harmonious grand trine in both the water and air sign. This would be an excellent time to make new contacts or discuss your thoughts with someone who is a pal or a neighbor. Stay alert to information which could lead you toward an easy change, or as Brenda was talking earlier, a smooth transition, because you could get help from others now. Jupiter in Cancer, the sign of the home, family, and real estate, is trying Neptune and Mercury in Pisces, and also trying Saturn in Scorpio. So you may be able to consolidate your plans by sharing them with family members who may be able to help you financially or give you aid behind the scenes with empathy and support. You can achieve a better understanding with someone who have been in disagreement with you. Try to stay on the sidelines and preserve your own peace of mind this week. This is not a good time to stress your own opinion in a strident or angry manner, which Brenda just said, you know, her tolerance is getting low. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the world doesn't revolve around me.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Just.
Well, but we got a call. Hold on. Area code 617, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hey, ladies, how are you?
It's
Where
Lisa,
you been?
Our girl. Hi,
hey.
Lisa.
What's going
Where
on?
Where you been?
You know, I've been laying low lately.
What happened?
Trying trying to stay low. It's interesting that the two of you are speaking about this moon, because I'm feeling things kind of are revving up.
Just like Brenda, yeah.
You know, and things were cool for a while, and then all of a sudden it's like I'm feeling this energy of things revving up. I'm feeling like not that I'm being challenged, but things are revving up. You know, things that, not on a personal level, but things at work. There's a situation where at night we have a log that if anybody, it's a communication log, and people can write, you know, things on it. Hey, you know, can you guys move the shelf in the home department to the children's department? That's how we communicate it, and it's not a problem. But there's one woman who actually, well, I didn't say that she trained me, but she refused to write anything in that book, in that log book. She'll go to three other people to tell them what she wants me to do. But she refuses to put anything in that log. She has other people write the notes. She refuses to put anything in it.
Now, does she have a supervisor that's over her? Because she's not doing her job then.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
And the supervisor does a mandate for her to log in this book?
You know
what?
She's
been doing this for quite some time.
You know, because her supervisor came to me and she said, you know, this is the because I'm under the supervisor as well. She's like, Lisa, you can just go in and, she says, you can go and write in this book. She says, put whatever you want in the book. You can communicate. And she's cool. But okay. The woman who's under her refuses to. She has someone else write what she wants done in the book. Or they will verbally tell me, I'm like, no, you have to put it in the book. And the reason why I do that, because they need to be held responsible, as well as I do.
Amen.
I want to be accountable for the work that I do. So when you tell me something and there's a misunderstanding, or I didn't do it the way you wanted me to do it, because that happened before, where she was dishonest and went back and said something that was not, it wasn't true. It just was not true. I did what her boss asked me to do. But she went around telling everybody that I did it incorrectly. Not the boss, but the subordinate. And
okay.
That wasn't true.
I got a suggestion.
Okay.
And this comes from my Uncle Douglas. He told us, because he worked in unemployment division for the state, he said, keep a log of everything that somebody tells you to do,
right,
or that you think that there might be a problem with. He said, just keep a log of it. He said, it doesn't matter if you don't have the opportunity to write it down at that exact time.
Mm-hmm.
If she says, tell you at, say, 12:02 a.m., okay, you need to go write in the log that they need to move a shelf back 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Then you said, okay, so you want me to go write that in the book for you? Mm-hmm. And if she just go write it in the book, Lisa. Then you just, okay, go to the book, write such and such, or the bookshelf's supposed to be moved back 10 feet per such and such,
yeah,
and then
right.
Write the date.
Yep.
I mean, the time.
Okay.
And then, you know, when you go home or when you get a break, make sure you write it in a little notebook or something that you either keep in your pocket or you keep
Which
in
I
your
do.
Locker.
I do, yeah.
So that's one of the ways that my uncle told me that if anything should ever come to having to come to court or you have to present to an upperling, then you'd say, well, I did keep a log of everything that she told me in the time, and here it matches up because it's in the book.
Right.
And so if she didn't really want me to do that, then I guess maybe it would be nice if she'd stop telling me to do that.
Exactly.
Kind of start
because
watching
she
her.
She doesn't come because she doesn't. The thing about it is that she does not physically come to me. It goes through like three other people.
Well, even if another person tells you, say, so if somebody says to you, Lennis told me to tell you to go write in the book to move back 5 shelves, then you write it out.
Okay.
And it may seem strange, and if they're like, what's this? Because eventually someone's going to be like, well, why are you doing what such and such told you to do? Well, they told me that it came from Lennis.
Right, okay.
Lennis says, I didn't tell them that. Then it's like, well, this is what happened at this time. And
okay,
you just keep a log of it.
Okay, I know what you're saying.
It's one of those things that you can do, and you can be just as innocent. It's like, You're trying to do something to me. It's like, no, I'm just trying to keep a record because I just want to make sure in case somebody asks why. I'm not the one telling. I don't know what's supposed to go where. I just want to make sure that I'm keeping a log of it.
Exactly.
So that I'm, you know, doing the right thing.
Exactly.
Play it innocent to the bone.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
It always comes around. I will say this, Lisa. See, you're probably going, like you said, the whole tolerance thing. I believe that tends to happen in all of our lives when we're getting to a turning point. Things are getting ready to shift.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For you or your spirit or your way of thinking or your way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do believe everyone's going to get some really scratchy wool feelings here in the next few months.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because, I mean, it's like I feel it already. I think it can be a good thing already.
So.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's going to be a good thing for me?
I think it's a good thing for everybody.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing for everybody. When things are illuminated, then
that's true.
You know kind of more what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the thing. There was this one movie, and I can't even remember what it was. But anyway, the character was, there was something where there were hurt feelings between people, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And person was like, I'm really sorry I had to say that to you. And the person said, no, someone put a mirror in front of my face, you know, and I finally got a good look at myself.
Right.
And I'm not saying that I'm putting a mirror in front of anybody else's face. The mirror I'm actually looking at is mine.
Right.
And I just see how I've allowed myself to just not honor my time, not honor things that I'm choosing to do. And I think the things that are pulling me away from that, it's becoming more and more obvious that I need to let go. There's some things I just need to let go.
Right.
I want to watch certain TV shows. I really do. I taped them. They're on the DVR. They keep getting deleted because there's so many, and I don't have time with radio shows, dissertation, core class, my writing, friends.
Right.
You know, so something's got to go. I used to talk to my mom every day. I talk to my mom about once or twice a week now.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Not that I don't want to talk to her, but, yeah.
You don't have the time.
Well, it's just like there's choices.
Mm.
You know, when you look in the mirror, what choices are you accepting for your life where they're going to lead you? And as much as I wanted to watch, you know, The Americans, because I love the show, I had to stop recording it and try to, I'll just have to catch it another time. There's a whole lot of series that I would like to see, but at this time, there's other stuff that's more important.
That's true.
And unfortunately, this blood moon probably going to help us see things that we didn't even realize were not really contributing to our highest good.
Yes.
And that's not easy. To deal with it, it's really hard to deal with.
It is
for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
that's true. That's very true.
Keep looking for something else, sweetie, because you know you're destined for greater things.
Oh yeah, I absolutely am.
How's school stuff planning?
Actually, I just haven't started it yet. again, just like with you, it's like there's some other things that I feel that I have to take care of.
Okay.
Because I really want to put the energy and time into it. I don't want to start something and not finish it. You know, this would be the second time that I've done this, and I don't want to do this. I don't want to start something and not finish it. There are just some things that I feel that I need to get in order so I can have a sense of being at peace with it. Because I can't keep
looking. Well, you're not going to start and not finish, trust me.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely agree. But schooling is definitely, you know, something that I want to do, and I want to do something for me that's going to be fun, that I'd be excited about doing.
Well, don't let me take you off course, folks. School can be fun and it can be very exciting, mm-hmm. but as my friend Lydia says about me, I am a bit of a curmudgeon. I come from a curmudgeon, and I embody it a lot. So there are things that I complain about. Probably don't bother me as much because I'm a nut. But
yeah, I have a sister who's always in school, constantly learning, in school, all the time. I don't think there's been a time when she actually is not studying or doing something that has to do with school.
Can't do
that. I don't know how many masters she has, but she constantly has to keep her mind going. Got to be active in that way. Oh yeah.
God bless it. God bless all of you who are perpetual with it.
Yeah.
I can't work that. I can't. As long as I've been in school, it isn't because I want to be there. Because I did let other things get in the way. And now that I look back, I should have just stood up for myself and where I was headed.
Yeah,
and I didn't do that.
Yeah, it was the same with me.
For 40 years.
It was just the same with me. I look back and like, wow, why did I not say anything? Why did I not take a stand? Why did I not move forward on this? And, you know, and again, you know, I look at it and I'm like, okay, now I'm at this point, I'm at this age, and this is where I'm at.
Right.
You know, I don't want to have a repeat of that.
Sure.
In my life.
Then you won't.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to choose not to.
Amen. Amen. How are you, Linus?
I'm doing great. Just listening to you guys. I'm doing great. But I wanted to make a comment to you, Lisa, when you said when you start, you don't want to, you know, stop. And I have to agree with you. I've been putting something off, and I had to talk to Brendan, my daughter, the book that I'm writing. And I just got to a point, I was like, you know what? It's too important for me to keep procrastinating.
Yes.
So get in and finish. When I did my first book, Brenda will tell you, I was so obsessed that I had a headache, a neck ache, a back ache, because I was determined to get this book out, you know, and the writing's coming through my mind. I just had to get it out. Well, this time I'm determined, but I'm not obsessed like I was. I look
right,
crazy.
Right.
But I'm back into it now, and it's hard. Good. I want to tell you that, because the memories is coming back is not easy for me. Mm-hmm. Just to make a long story short, I got raped. And so it's not
going
back to write about all this. It hasn't been easy. I mean, some aspects. And so I call Brenda, or I call my daughter, because I get to crying. And, you know, they talk to me, and Brenda lightens my spirit up and, you know, makes me feel better, and so does Shabby, and then I'm okay. But I know that I know that I know I'm going around the world with this book, and it's going to help so many women.
Absolutely.
Because I'm writing this book the way women feel when things happen. Oh, I was angry and I just didn't know what to do. No, I was motherfucking pissed, okay?
Right, yep.
Tell it like it is.
Right,
stop trying
yep.
to pick words, because in reality, this is how you truly feel.
That's
you're
right.
not angry. You're ready to get a gun and shoot somebody, you know?
Yep.
So
yes.
This is how I'm writing it firsthand. And I try to be objective because, of course, emotions are involved. But I try to be objective in my writing. But, yeah, but I have a determination. I've started it now, and I'm not going to stop till I finish it and get this
Good.
Book out. So I understand what you're saying. You know, we can start things and stop, and we're only hurting ourselves. It's like if you're committed to it, then be committed to it.
Yeah.
Go the whole 10 yards.
Exactly. And I've never done, I've never gone the whole distance with anything. With anything. I will get an attitude, and I'm gone. I've never gone the whole, I've never gone the distance with anything. I get a little bleep at work, I'm out of here. Relationship, I don't like, I'm gone. I've done that in my life. I have never finished anything. Even when I used to, when I sew, and I'm a seamstress, I sew. The same thing. I never finish an outfit. I never put the buttonholes in it. I never put the buttons or hem the pants or do the collar or the cuffs. I
so
get bored with
can
it
I ask you a question?
Sure, honey.
Do you feel that you're in control when you're allowing other people to make decisions for you?
No.
Now, that's a good question. Wow.
Because essentially when you are allowing other people's stuff, their reactions, their actions, their looks or their words to take you off any path that you're choosing to be on initially, then you've basically said, okay, you decide what I'm going to do with my life.
Exactly, yes. Yes. And that's what I've, and that's what I've done in the past. I've done that. I'm gone. I'm gone.
Now you have to ask yourself, are you going to be, where is that going to take you in 6 months, in a year, in 5 years? That's a big thing lately because I think right now I believe, and maybe this is why this is becoming real important for me to keep reiterating about me is, with the blood moon and the illumination of the full moon, I think it's the easiest and quickest way for people to stop and really take a look at their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And where am I going to be doing the same thing in another year, in another 5 years?
That's true.
How is this going to look for my future that I have planned? If it does not fit, it didn't have anything to do with where you plan to be going.
That's right.
It's time to stop that action.
That's, to me, even as I look at myself, like, I should have been further along on my path. But I stop, start. I should have been way beyond it.
So you've brought you to where you are.
Absolutely.
Today.
I don't blame anybody for this. This is me.
Right.
I take full responsibility for it.
You're just allowing other people to take charge of your, you know, buggy.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't realize that until now. Because trust me, my butt would have been out of this job. Give me a problem.
It hurts my heart to such an extent you just can't imagine. Nina's probably over there in the chat room like, oh, boo. And because my heart is just hurting for that. And that's just for a lot of us for so many reasons. And you're a good example of just the, you know, relationships that aren't serving us, a household that's not serving our needs, a job, the kind of foods we eat, our behaviors, toxic family and friends, whatever. You know, or even the fact that, you know, if your dog is urinating or peeing all around the house and you're allowing it to happen, is that working for you?
Exactly, yeah.
So, you know, what are you going to do about it? Because I guarantee you in another 5 years, your house is going to be inhabitable.
That is so true. It's so very, very true. You know, but I can't point a finger at anybody. Nobody is responsible for this. I did this. I chose this.
But you know what, Lisa? Well, okay. Well, let's talk about how this can change for you, to change and start something and totally finish and complete it, because it'll make you just, wow, you'll be so happy. You'll be high-fiving yourself, or as the kids say, popping your collar. So now you've got a, an outfit that you need to complete.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying this because whatever that you choose, you want to start small. You want to do something real big and say, oh, yeah, it took me 4 months, but I finally completed. No, just start with something small. Like for me, it was finally cleaning out my walk-in closet. I lied and lied and lied and said, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it this. I'm going to do it this. Finally, I said, quit lying. Quit lying to yourself.
Yeah.
Went in there, stuck it out for 2 hours and cleaned it and everything. So that's why I'm saying something small. Just something small that you can sit back and say, ooh, good Lord, I finished that. Thank you, Jesus. I'm done.
Yeah.
So if it's a piece of pair of pants that you just need to put the band on and put the hem in the cuff, finish it.
Yes.
You can
say,
you know what? I did this. I finished this.
Yeah.
You just change how you used to be. Your aha moment.
Exactly. Exactly.
You just change.
Because I
even though small, you know. Go ahead, honey.
Because the thing is that I'm now, I think that for me, I'm getting and have gotten to the point where I'm being honest with myself and I'm looking at myself. And I can't blame, there's some family issues. Yeah, there's some you know, a lot of dysfunction. But in those moments, you know, I still had a choice. And, you know, the same thing here with at work. Some time ago, I would have said, you know, I am not putting up with this crap. I'm gone. But for me, my blessing for me that I feel that the Lord has blessed me with this job and in this chaos is my blessing, whether I realize it or not. Because I know that I'm coming in there and I'm doing the best I can in an honest way. And yes, there's going to be some hiccups. Doesn't mean that I'm going to be a doormat, but I know in my heart that eventually the truth of everything will be revealed. If I have to stick it out, because where I go, that's going to follow me. Because I've never seen anything through. I've never seen God come through. Can't come through if I keep running.
That's true.
And not wanting to deal with it. And I think that in all these situations, there was a blessing. Well, another door was to open, and I could walk through and move on my path. But I keep shutting it. I kept shutting it down, stopping it. I don't want to do
part
that.
Part of that is because in your younger life, you put up with so much, and when you became adult, you're not going to deal with that no more.
I know.
I mean, I'm not saying I know, but I understand. When you've grown up, and put up with so much as you know, we'll use dysfunction. When you become grown, you're like, you know what? This ain't going to happen to me. I ain't even going to go there. Well, the only thing about it is that now you're an adult, a mature, spiritual woman.
Yeah.
Now you can go through those things and complete those tasks.
Yes.
Because, as Brenda said, you are in control of your spirit, mind, and body.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
You know, you know, some things, we may have to let control go to, you know, for different situations or people.
Absolutely.
But on the whole, on the total, no. You've grown that you're not accepting that, but now you just got to realize that, okay, I can go through and complete certain things and feel good about it. Yeah, start small.
Exactly, because certain things have to be completed. Because if they're not completed and you wanting to step forward, they're going to be in the next situation. This hasn't changed. This is nothing new because I never completed it before. I want to complete it, get it finished, get it over with. Whatever lesson I need to learn, I want to learn it. I don't want to keep bringing this baggage with me on my path. I need to open it.
Oh, I understand that.
Take the contents out, look at it. Nope, I don't need that. Don't need that. Don't need that. Don't need that. There isn't a pile that says I might need it. No, it's I don't need it or I need it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what's happening with me. And not only that, but standing in my truth. I know what the truth is. I know exactly what I do and what I don't do. I'm clear. There's some things I'm just very clear on, and I see it. It's like it's like I see all of it. I see what's going on. I see what's happening. I really do. I have to be responsible for putting things in. Putting things in that book. I'm writing down, okay, so-and-so said this at this time. Unfortunately, I have to do that.
Now, I'm going to tell you another thing. Personally, mm-hmm. if you have a diary or a ledger, not a ledger, but a diary or a book that you can put your thoughts in, that's another mm-hmm. thing you can start and finish. Start it on Sunday, end it on Saturday, just every day, mm-hmm. if it ain't nothing but a couple of words or a sentence.
Okay.
How you felt that day.
Yeah, yes.
You know,
yes.
Or maybe just put, because you said you've never completed anything, mm-hmm. maybe put on Sunday, hey, you know what, I got up, I had a nice mm-hmm. dinner, went mm-hmm. to church, or either I went mm-hmm. for a walk, and you can say, I completed this today.
Right.
Small,
yeah.
But it's big. In the big
right.
scope of things, it's a big thing for you. But it's just small. If you do that every day, Sunday through Saturday and Monday, well, went to work, completed this task, had a nice dinner, whatever. But by the time Saturday comes, you can look back on that 1 week and say, you know what, I started this, and I started it and finished it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and it wasn't no big thing. Nothing cost you no money or had you out your way or anything like that. That's why I said go simple, you know, real small at first, starting off.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll see it as you're progressing. You'll see this in yourself and say, you know what, this was always there. I just needed to bring it forward, bring it out.
That's true.
Because it's there for you to complete tasks. You just got to bring it out and do it. That's all. It's in you.
Absolutely.
I know that.
And that's why, and that's how it is. You know, with school, I want to do this. I want to do this. And I want to complete it. I want to get the certificate. I want to get the degree. I want to do that for me, not for anybody else, but for me.
No,
and that's what I feel like I'm at now. It's like this is for me. This is I have to stand for me. You know, like I have a sister that I haven't seen in almost 2 years, and she's been a thorn in my side, and she definitely has cost me a lot of aggravation, truly,
okay.
And she called me last week, haven't heard from her for almost 2 years, and I did not return the phone call. Years ago, I would have returned the phone call out of guilt. I got to do it. I got to return it. I got to watch out to my sister. I got to do this. I got to do that. But this time, I'm like, you know what? No.
Change.
I'll return it when I'm ready to return
good.
It. What's that,
change
honey?
Change is good. I said change is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
The same thing
change
with my older sister.
Good.
Haven't heard anything from her since last year. And I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of feeling this guilt and it's uncomfortable because I'm not used to that. I'm always reacting. I'm always emotionally reacting to it. Oh, I got to call. You know, I got to be this. I got to do that. But this time I'm like, I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. Not because I don't love my sister. I'm just not going to play into that energy anymore, that game anymore. I'm just not.
No, and they'll know.
Doing things
and
out of guilt.
Mm-hmm. No, they'll know.
Oh, yeah. My sister called.
It may take a few years.
Yeah.
But what I'm picking up right now, in 5 years, all of y'all be straight again.
Yes.
In 5 years. It's 2014, 2019. Yeah. I see all of you coming together, and it's a good thing.
Yeah. It
is
like
a good cause or something that brings everybody together, but it's not a death, maybe a marriage or a birth, but it's a good thing. But finally, all of y'all get together and you sit down and talk. That's why I said it's going to be about 5 years from now, but you all get there. Well, nobody be done died off or nothing. You will have, all of you will have an opportunity to sit down because God's going to give you that. To reconcile between all of you,
there has to be
you know.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
So,
but you
don't
know
worry.
What?
You just keep on doing what you're doing right now because you know what? God will change their hearts. They have to. Your sisters need to look at themselves and change their hearts. So you just keep on doing. I'm not saying don't check on your sisters or through the family find out how they're doing because of course they're still your sisters regardless.
Absolutely.
But I'm just saying that I understand sometimes you got to back up.
Yes.
and let
back
God
out.
Take care. let God take care of it, you know, because we pray and say, God, do something. You know, she done pissed me off, God. Now you need to go in there and work with her spirit, do something, blah, blah, blah. And then here we go. Oh, yeah. She on the phone now. Now, wait a minute. Did you just pray and ask God to take care of it? Then leave it alone.
Yes.
Let God do his will.
That's true. And that's exactly how it was.
Oh, my God. It's millions of us do that, Lisa. It ain't just you, honey.
Yep. I did the exact same thing. I'm like, I'm gonna have to leave this alone. And when I left it alone, I felt better. It was unusual. It wasn't what I'm accustomed to because I'm accustomed to doing things out of guilt and out of I have to do it. I don't have a choice. But now, as I'm growing and maturing, I do have a choice.
Yes, ma'am, you do have
a choice.
They just had a show about choices. I think that was LNB on Monday, I believe.
Yep.
Wasn't it, Brenda? Wasn't there a show about choices?
Yes, it is all about choices. Absolutely.
Yeah, you might want to go back and listen to it if you didn't get the opportunity. In fact, just go on my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. You don't have to go through Blog Talk Radio, and you just click on there and you can listen to the show while you're doing whatever.
But other than that, I feel good. I really feel good. I feel like I'm in a place that I can handle what's coming my way and not getting so wrapped up and so emotionally. You know.
Oh, what is she doing? Lennon? She's dropped something.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry,
sounds really good to me that your eyes are opening up wide.
Oh, absolutely.
And that you're seeing yourself, and that you're hopefully making a commitment to yourself and your highest good.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we're coming to the end of Lennis' show. I'm not quite sure where she is.
Yeah, we are. I just wanted to tell Lisa she could stay on if she wants. Lisa, you know you got to try and listen Friday, honey. Friday, my show's going to be all Luther Child. But anyway, that's what I wanted to do was take 5 minutes right quick and tell about the show. So you guys know every Wednesday I'm here, me and Brenda, for psychic readings and Nina from 3 to 4. Now, tomorrow, Thursday at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time is Brenda's show, Filmcology. And Brenda, you want to tell us real quick what the show's about?
It's a romantic comedy from Denmark, and it's called Love is All You Need. And apparently some people have had a hard time finding it. But if you did watch it and you get a chance, maybe call in and talk to me about it. I'll talk about some of the psychology behind the characters. And if you didn't watch it, you can certainly join the discussion. Okay.
Oh, for sure.
Nice.
Okay,
nice.
And then on... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, honey, go ahead. Linus is just
showing. Oh, okay. And then on Friday is Friday Chaffery Jam, Music with Linus. And this week I'm doing a special. It's all Luther for 30 minutes.
Ooh.
So y'all go on and bring up them memories or get your man or whatever that you do when you listening to Luther. And come on down at 3 o'clock Friday. We're going to be bumping with Luther Vandross. And then on Saturday, we got Time to Love with Miss Lydia. And ladies, does anybody know what, or I guess I should ask, what is her show about Saturday? Oh, Open Your Heart. Open Your Heart. Mm. Oh, my God.
Wow, you guys got some
heart.
Good
Y'all don't
shows.
Want to miss that. Yeah, she sure has.
Yeah, that you now, mind you, that's Open Your Heart. That doesn't mean sacrifice your heart.
Mm, it's a difference, yes. Amen. God, you guys are great.
That's right. Just because you love somebody else don't mean you need to stop loving you.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
And then on Sunday we've got In the Studio with Linus, and this Sunday show's about sports. So we'll have the guys on. Talk about the NBA, NASCAR, golf, baseball, but anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's Sunday show of sports. And then we come to Monday, which is L&B Empowerment, and that's Lena, Lydia, and Brenda, and their show is going to be about...
Fuzzy love. Oh, that's about, right. If you got animals,
yeah, fuzzy love,
fur baby.
The fuzzy love in your life. And even if you don't have a dog, you probably know, or a cat, you know someone who does. And your fuzzy love might possibly be a reptile, like some kind of, you know, reptile. And that's okay. And other half of the show, we're going to be interviewing Holly, is it Holly McManus, Nina? I can't remember her last name. And she does dog training, and she also has a paranormal group. She has a bunch of interesting things that have to do with who she is and what she's doing. But her dog training business is forefront as it fits in right with our show, and so we'll mostly be talking about that, and she'll probably have some pointers for people who might want to figure out how to pull in some training for their animals. So,
a belt.
Join us for that interview, the last half of that show.
We will be listening. Did you hear me, Brenda? You're talking about for discipline. Yeah, belt. When I said that, people were like, oh, God, you hit your animal with a belt? I say he in a black household. We would. Okay?
Lord.
That's right. That's right. We don't use our hands.
Let me tell you what she does. She takes the belt out. I'm not kidding. She took the belt out for my cousin, Curious, and she'd just hold the belt there, and he'd look at her with big eyes, and she'd put it on the couch because he'd be doing something he shouldn't do, and then he'd, you know, stop doing. She put the belt.
Yeah, I don't really hit him.
No, darn well that she ain't gonna. He knew darn well Grandma wasn't gonna hurt him. But anyway, that's her humor. So you don't need to call
the
SPCA.
Linda,
She does not hit them.
Linda,
she threatens
the switch?
It.
What'd you say, Lisa?
Do you remember the switch? I don't know if
how can we forget? We got called. We got marks all up and down our legs. Come on.
The
we won't talk about them extension cords, okay? Whatever they can find,
God.
The closest.
Thank you.
Yes.
Southern family. Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go outside and get a switch for you to hook me. You go get it. Shoot.
Yes.
Well,
I used to wonder how it is everyone in our family had a switch tree in their yard. One family member who didn't have one in their yard.
That's
like,
true.
Did they plant them from each other's houses, or did they only purchase property when they came up from the South? They had a switch tree sitting right there at the back door.
Yep. Go out there and give me a switch. And take them leaves off. Take the leaves off.
Mm-hmm.
Whole bit.
Yes.
You can't do that now. You cannot do that now.
Oh, please.
I know.
Try to tell one of our family members they can't do that. Try it.
I know.
Oh, my God. I remember the first time that we were like, you know, we could call the police on her. It's like, I hope you do.
You know, my
that was the last time I talked about calling the police on my mama. And some woman was foolish enough to say in the grocery store, oh, don't hit those children like that, lady. Do you want some of this?
That's right. That's right.
Bless her. She just had no idea she was talking to, like my brother would say, the crazy lady. So I love my mama. I love her. I love her. But, oh, boy, childhood was not no walk in the park.
Tell me about it. I remember one time my mother took.
But it wasn't no walk.
We had bunk beds, and my mother was like, and at the time, it was those heavy, heavy bunk beds. I mean, it would take two men to lift these bunk beds. And I remember my sister and I, we did something. My mother had that belt. We tried to hide under the bunk bed. She took it apart. She took it apart, and it was heavy, that heavy wood. Not what they have now, but this was heavy. My mother took it apart to get at us. Mm-mm. No, my mother didn't play. No.
Now, I'm going to reframe all this because this is my thing. I know this, that your mom and my mom and Lennis's mom
our moms were the kind of moms that they would lift a semi-truck if it meant to help us.
Yes.
If it meant to make sure somebody was not getting at their baby.
Absolutely. Yep. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's...
Oh, yeah.
We laugh at it, and the strictness is what helped us to be better people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not condoning you go out and plant a switch tree, but I'm just saying that there was love there, and I see now how our children can scare the bejeebuses out of us, and that kind of fear can make people do crazy things.
So
you watch your kid run in front of a truck, a train across some tracks, and safely make the other side where you're trying to, you know, stop your heart from coming through your chest.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon when you realize they're still alive,
ooh,
well, you're a whole nother monster. So anyway, but yeah, we'll stay with the love. And these were all laughing anecdotes, but, you know, this is not about abusing your children, folks, and it's not condoning it at all.
Exactly.
But if you have a Southern
right
family, you know
Brenda.
Darn well what we're talking about.
You're right about that, Brenda, because it was like, because you look back, you're like, I understand, it's because the fear and the love. And you're like, I should have stayed under the bed, because we were high. We were high in the closet, everything. My mother's like, okay, you're going to have to go to bed sometime. I'm not going to forget it. You're going to have to go to bed.
Oh, God. You're bringing up a bad memory.
We would stay under
there
all night.
Bird now. Don't do that.
We would stay under that bed all night.
We're going to have to talk. We're going to have a show somewhere about love and discipline these days.
Yeah.
Oh, my
sure.
gosh.
That'd be good on the In the Studio show.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Lena. Yeah. I probably, because God knows. I got some stories that I have people vomiting, crying, laughing so hard. The stuff I used to pull on poor Shaw. One real quick.
Oh, man.
It's 8 years between her and her sister. And so, of course, Shaw got spoiled rotten. Well, we were shopping one day, and I'm up at the cashier stand now, and I told her, it's enough, no more. You're not getting nothing else. I went there. I said, no, you've had enough. You know, there was stuff in the buggy for her. She kept on, don't embarrass me in public. I took my fist, and I hit her so hard in her arm that the other people in the line that were up at the cashier, as well as the cashier, did that tennis move. Everybody said, turn. I said, I can do that. I'm her mama. Going back to what you was doing. The job was quiet, didn't say another word, and I got my stuff and got out the store. And then another quick one, she was cutting up at the mall. Again, I do not like to be embarrassed. And she was cutting up. We were going up the escalator, and I said, you know what? There was something I've been wanting to tell you for a long time. I mean, what? You're adopted.
Now,
there's people on the escalators, y'all, going up and the other escalator going down, and everybody's looking at me, my God, did she just tell her child that? What is she, you know? Believe me, she ain't adopted. She looks just like her daddy. But, you know, I wanted her to stop acting up. And I said, now, I can't go monkey on her and get to beating her on this escalator, so I got to say something that's going to shut her up.
Yeah,
it shut her up, but it made her cry. But I told her, I said, nah, you're your dad's kid, you know. Whatever.
See, my mother would warn us when we go into a store, we would get to talk before we get in the car. Don't touch nothing. Don't look at nothing. Don't want nothing. And we knew before we went to the store, because all she had to do was to look at us, and we knew.
Amateurs. My mom didn't say nothing to us. She never said a word. She just gave us the killer dagger look.
Yes.
And then if that didn't stop us, we'd be stomped in the ground. She did. She had no shame in her game. Yeah. And she loved to tell us, one of you guys are going to make me go to jail tonight. She would say that, and she'd say, I'll annihilate you. And it took me till I think about age 13 before I understood the woman actually was talking about obliterating me as a babe. Anyway, I know that we're pulling in long on the show.
Ladies, thank you so much. Thank you.
Welcome. We're going to have to get together and just chit-chat, though.
Yeah,
it's really nice for you to call in.
Yeah,
always.
Always. We be wondering where we wonder where you are when we don't hear from you, Lisa. But we also know that you're capable of great things, and we believe you are committing to doing that.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Sometimes, you know, there are times when I need that. I need that support.
Well, call in. We got it for you. We got love for folks. And
yes,
we don't
know you do.
Either. If we did, we can't get at you. So, you know, call in.
Love,
well,
you. Love you. Love you.
Love
you.
Love you,
too. Thank you, everyone,
right.
for joining us today
Many
and listening
blessings.
To the show. Thank you, Lisa, Brenda, and Nina. And we'll be here again, same time, same place, next Wednesday at 3 o'clock for free psychic readings. And we hope that the prayers that were said today helped you, inspired you, and helped, of course. And then I hope you enjoy the horoscopes. You can see those on my website at theessenceofsuccess.com. And you can also go in and listen to our radio shows, theessenceofsuccess.com. Thank you again for joining us. And like I said, we will see you next week. Brenda, say goodbye.
Goodbye, and hang on, folks. Blood red, full moon, hang on.
Amen.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.